Hello, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan. At the beginning of every episode, we are going to have a Descendant's quote of the day. Today's Descendant's quote of the day is say hi to the missus. Now, that is the quote of the day because hi, this is the first episode. Hello. Now, I'll be honest with you guys, just a little check-in. I'm not feeling my best right now because I'm currently having menstrual cramps. I hate the fact that we are starting this podcast off like this, but yeah, I took some medicine for it and I'm using a heating pad and nothing's working, so I'm wide awake and I was like, you know what, just go ahead and make the first episode. I've been having a lot of issues with my cycles, but that can just be another topic for another discussion. Like, I've had my period since fourth grade. I don't like this. And the fact that I gotta keep dealing with this for who knows how long makes me so sad, and I don't like that. But anyway, enough about my period problems because I know y'all don't want to hear this. TikTok and fiction. Those are our main two topics today. But before we even begin with what we're going to talk about today, I am aware that we are in a quarantine. I don't like the fact that we're in a quarantine, but I know it's for the best because the world needs and people need to be alive, okay? Let's just go ahead and admit that. We were in quarantine for a good reason, so we can stay safe. But it seems as if nothing is getting better because people are stupid. So we're just not going to talk about the quarantine, or we're just not going to talk about the quarantine as much. We're just going to pretend like it's not happening. This is a whole separate universe. Now, I mentioned that we're going to be talking about TikTok. We're just going to jump right into the discussion of TikTok. I am tired of celebrities on TikTok, okay? Ever since about 3 years ago, I have not really been here for a lot of celebrities, as you would say. Like, when I was a teenager, I used to like be really, really into celebrities like all the time. I'd be like, I love this person, I love that person, I like that person. I followed so many of them and whatnot, and I still do follow a lot of them, but I'm very picky about who I choose to follow now. Basically, I've gotten to see past a lot of celebrities in their mess, so that's why I just don't really care for a lot of them anymore. So when I say I'm tired of celebrities on TikTok, as you guys know, this is probably the only time I'm gonna mention this quarantine in a while, but I'm tired of celebrities on TikTok, specifically musicians. Okay, now TikTok, the main reason I like it, I don't actually care for the dances that come out of it, but I know the Savage dance, okay? That is literally the only TikTok dance that I like. I think TikTok dances look really bad. They're really, really repetitive. All of them look the same. I just can't get with it. I remember somebody has said TikTok dances look like when the white girls messed up the black girls' dances from Bring It On. And I was like, that's exactly what they look like. And I'm just not. I don't want to say it's not real dancing, but it's not. Like, some of the TikTok dances are like real dances. I say, like, the original Renegade dance, not the gentrified one. That's a real dance, and I've been trying to learn that one because, I don't know, I'm bored. And I was like, you know what, I better come out of this quarantine knowing this dance. So, you know, when a party happens and somebody wants to play Lottery Got K-Camp, I'ma just bust the move. The main reason, my main issue with celebrities on TikTok is because I feel as if normal people can't have anything for themselves. That's just what it feels like. Anytime we have anything, a celebrity will come in and just take over it, because I've seen it on YouTube. Like, YouTube isn't even ours anymore. Celebrities literally own it now. Like, if you're trying to make a YouTube channel in 2020, you're not likely to get any attention to your channel if you are not a famous person already, okay? That's just how it goes. If you didn't have a channel prior to this year, you're probably not gonna get any attention. I'm sorry, it's the truth. I've been on YouTube since I was about 15 years old, okay? It's not likely to happen. And I know celebrities took over Instagram too, but I feel like the only place on social media where celebrities haven't took over is Tumblr. And I am one of like 8% of the population of people between the ages of 17 and 25 that still uses Tumblr on a regular basis. And Twitter, because regular people run Twitter, okay? Celebrities don't run Twitter. Their tweets are very bland and dry and boring and try hard, I'd say. Yeah, it's like celebrities just kind of took over every platform except for Twitter, because Twitter, they get dragged all the time for anything. It's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's not, and I shouldn't be laughing. It's just, I feel as if TikTok was a normal people thing. Like, yes, you did have occasional celebrities on there from time to time, like Sophia Wiley from Andie Mac and High School Musical, the musical, the series. She was pretty big. She is pretty big on TikTok. And the thing about her, like, I noticed, like, actual teenagers, celebrities, they actually know how to use TikTok correctly. Not all of them, but a good amount of them know how to use TikTok correctly. That's why I don't really get irritated with them. But then you have adult TikTokers or just late teen TikTokers, like celebrities. And I'm just like, this is not it. Y'all don't know how to work this app. This ain't right. It's irritating, and I don't want to see none of y'all on my For You page. Like, every time I see a celebrity on my For You page, I click, don't show me this content. I don't want to see this. And musicians are literally posting their songs on TikTok because a celebrity, they notice that a lot of people find new songs through TikTok. I'll be honest, I love finding music through TikTok. Like, literally, that's like my favorite part of being on the app. Like the song Chinese New Year by Sales, I found that song because of TikTok and I freaking love it. I listen to it every single day. It's just so beautiful to me. But a lot of celebrities see the fact that their songs will go viral on TikTok if people are making up skits to it or dances to it. They will literally post their song and be like, okay, make a dance to this. Like, I saw Cameron Dallas doing this, and I saw Justin Bieber doing this, and I'm just like, y'all, it don't work like that. You just gotta let it happen naturally. Because that's why the Savage Dance did so good on TikTok. They didn't tell nobody to go make a dance to her song, it just happened. And now it's like one of the most popular TikTok dances, and it's probably the only TikTok dance that people that don't care about the dances will do. Me, for example. Now, the great thing I love about TikTok is that people. Literally, we bond over making fun of things from our childhood or things that are kind of like aimed at like family content. Because what made me actually go viral on TikTok was that I started talking about Disney Channel. That's how I went viral. Oh my gosh. And it's so funny because I'm not the only person who has gone viral on TikTok by talking about Disney Channel. We just, yeah, it's just kind of like, it's just a fun thing. We just kind of bond over it together. But now that all these celebrities are on TikTok, it's kind of annoying how you can't even make TikToks about the shows that they were in because you will have their little itty bitty fans tagging them on your stuff. And I'm just like, no, delete this, delete this, delete this. I don't want, why? No. Like, first of all, I don't like the fact that they're here. On my Tumblr blog, I describe TikTok as like an underground illegal pub. That's what it felt like. It felt like an illegal underground pub vibe where it was just kind of like unknown content, unknown comedy, where people would go and hide at the end of the day just to get a good laugh. That's what TikTok feels like. It feels like an illegal pub, but not anymore. It's an open bar now to everybody. But seriously, if I did not ask you to tag a celebrity on my videos, do not do it. Like, I will delete your comment. I have done it multiple times before. And I don't really even talk about celebrities that much on my TikToks. Like, I talk about them from time to time, but overall, I'm talking about a character they played, okay? I'm talking about a character. Like, do not tag them. Like, the only time I have asked people to tag a celebrity on my stuff is when I made a TikTok about Shake It Up, the character Gunther from Shake It Up. That is the only time I have asked people to tag the person. But other than that, I would delete your comments. It's not like, please, like, y'all, this is not their space, okay? Let us have something for it. And then y'all going and following the celebrities ain't making it no better. Like, these people ran to TikTok because they saw they weren't getting attention. So they went to where we were to try to get our attention back. And a lot of people, like me, just not letting it slide. Now, the last little rant I have about TikTok, it's not really TikTok in general. It's just everything, is that when it comes to fictional stuff, a lot of y'all don't seem to understand that it is fiction. Okay? It's not real. People are entitled to their own opinions. Like, I have made multiple TikToks talking about Descendant stuff. Of course, like, of course, you guys knew it was coming. I made multiple TikToks talking about shows and movies and whatnot. And a lot of those TikToks, I'm talking about relationships in the show or movie that I didn't like, or characters in the show or the movie that I didn't like. And a lot of people will literally get angry with me about not liking certain characters or certain ships. And I'm like, it's literally not that serious. People are going to have different opinions than you. Get over it. The main reason I'm getting angry is because it's grown adults doing this stuff. Like, if it's children doing this, I don't really care about when kids comment rude things on my videos. Like, they're kids. They shouldn't be saying that stuff anyway, but that's a child. I'm not gonna let somebody half my age or stuff somebody that is still in middle and high school hurt my feelings. I am not gonna let that get to me. But it really freaking irritates me when people my age or older start going off on me for having a different opinion on something fictional than them. I don't like it. It irritates me, and I feel like you need to grow up and understand that this isn't real. Usually, I feel like when it comes to stuff in fiction, if people aren't disliking something out of ignorance, it's okay. Like, people dislike things all the time in fandoms when it comes to ignorance. Like, there's a lot of racism that goes on in fandoms. I have made a YouTube video about that before, where people would not like something because a character is a person of color. That's a reason when it is serious and not liking something when it comes to fiction. Or if a character is part of the LGBT community and not liking them because of that. That's when it is an issue and it's serious when it comes to fiction. But if somebody doesn't like a character because they don't like the way they treated someone, that's a valid reason for them not to like them. If somebody thinks a relationship is toxic, or they just think it wasn't, like, the characters didn't have chemistry enough, that's a valid reason for them not to like it. People are going to have different opinions than you, and you need to get over it. And I don't care. What you like in fiction really does reflect who you are as a person, okay? I have stated this multiple times on my blog. People have gotten angry at me and whatnot. But you know what? I don't care. I said what I said. As I said earlier, say hi to the missus. Thank you for enjoying the first episode of The Memoir of a Descendant Stan. You guys got an inside look about what goes on in my brain and the things that bother me. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and there will be many more to come. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.